Settle in for another Adventures in Odyssey Club exclusive.
Oh, hi there. Welcome to Odyssey. I'm John Avery Whittaker. Most folks around here call me Wit. Why don't you get the whole family together and join us for another exciting Adventure in Odyssey?
Said the neighborhood was flooded, but I had no idea it would be this bad.
Dad, what's all that black stuff around the windows?
Mud.
Did it go inside too?
Looks like it. The news said that a lot of the houses are full of mud.
We don't even have flood insurance. Jeremy, where do we even start?
I don't know.
Dozens of families in the Tri-County area have been devastated as Superstorm Elpis continues to drench the region with heavy rain. And the National Weather Service says there's no relief in sight from the incessant precipitation that has already led to flooding in Richland and sections of Connellsville. I'm Ted Humphreys. Join me as we continue our in-depth coverage of the storm of the century. This is Campbell County Uncovered. Meteorologists blame El Nino for the precipitation, the most that Campbell County has experienced in a single month in recorded history. Millions of dollars of damage to homes and businesses has already been reported. Families who lost their homes don't know where to turn. But earlier today, I learned of a ray of hope. Or a convoy of hope, if you will, that's assisting victims of this horrible tragedy. Let's hear more from my exclusive interview with local businessman John Whittaker.
Convoy of Hope is a faith-based nonprofit that helps people around the world in a variety of ways, from providing food and water to emergency supplies, among other things.
Describe your work with the organization.
I've been volunteering with them for the past few months. We operate not only in the United States, but in 113 countries around the world.
I see. And what is Convoy's role in relief from our current crisis?
A big part is monitoring weather situations even before they unfold. Convoy studies computer models for potential earthquakes, wildfires, tornadoes...
Or in this case, floods.
Exactly. Once disaster strikes, the next step is assessment. Sending out teams to see the scope of damage and determine our response.
And your local business, Wits End, has been turned into a POD. What is that?
POD means point of distribution. Now, families who've been affected by flooding can come here to get supplies. Food, water, blankets, towels, cleaning supplies, you name it.
Just like that? No approval process or committees or paperwork?
No, just come in and pick up whatever you need.
Thank you, Mr. Whittaker. Many other citizens of Odyssey have volunteered their time to help their neighbors through Convoy of Hope and other organizations. But with all the flooding going on in surrounding towns, people have been wondering, why hasn't the town of Odyssey been affected? For the answer, we spoke with local historian Eugene Meltzner.
More than a century ago, before the city was established, our geographical region was struck by floods every year. It was so bad that the Native Americans called our area Wai'akatalaniti, which roughly translates to...
Land that stinks like swamp.
Correct. As a result, the settlers built a large dam which contained the water flow and created what is now known as Trickle Lake. Additionally, a few years ago, former Mayor Margaret Fay approached a group of engineers and scientists at Campbell College to inspect the dam and recommend structural improvements.
And you were one of the scientists commissioned for this task, is that correct?
Indeed. To ensure the long-term stability of our region, we proposed the construction of a computer valve system that would more consistently control the flow of water out of the lake.
Shortly thereafter, the dam at Trickle Lake was retrofitted with outflow valves and computerized controls.
Oh, listening to oneself on the radio is an exercise in utter humility. Oh, Katrina. Greetings, Katrina. How was your visit with the Pittman family? Well, don't be discouraged. I, for one, think it's admirable that you're inviting your fellow teachers to church with us. Perhaps they'll come around someday. I'm sorry, what was that? You're cutting out. Oh, I just arrived at Trickle Lake. I'm assessing the flooding of a few homes up here for Convoy of Hope to ascertain how we may be of assistance to the families. Yes, well, enjoy the weekend at your mother's. Say greetings to Buck for me, would you? Oh, and salutations as well. I hope the weather's better in Chicago.
Eugene!
Ah! Oh, Katrina, Mayor Hicks is tapping on my window. I'd better see what he wants. Farewell. Mr. Mayor,
I'm glad you're here, Eugene. Bryson Baird called me, and he's been trying to get in touch with you.
Oh, the cell service is always erratic up here. What does he need?
He and your whole team of engineers are worried. He said the water in Trickle Lake is rising.
Well, that's to be expected with all the precipitation. I'd actually be surprised if the lake didn't fluctuate to some degree.
Bryson said the water level has risen several feet in the last few hours.
What?
And it's up almost 15 feet since yesterday. They're concerned that something's wrong with the valves.
We need to get to the outlet works right away.
If you mean the place where the water flows out of the lake, then the engineers are there already.
Well, then we haven't a picosecond to lose.
Is that good or bad?
I'd waste millions of them explaining. Come on!
Many ways to help, Mrs. Kramer.
Uh-huh.
Volunteering for work crews,
yeah.
Delivering food,
uh-huh.
Even small monetary donations.
Hold it, I gave at the office.
You work in an office?
About 10 years ago, yes. And I gave there once.
Well, we just wanted to give you the opportunity to contribute.
I have more opportunity than I know what to do with, thank you very much. Now, why don't you move along, girlie? Because it's too wet of a day for you to be going door to door. And by the way, you're getting water on my floor mat.
Oh, sorry.
Hey, Connie. How is Mrs. Kramer?
About as kind as the last time I talked to her.
Turned you down flat, huh?
As a pancake. Before she ordered me off her porch. Maybe we should have had Wooten with us. He seems to speak her language.
You mean French bulldog?
Now. Hey, where is Wooten anyway? Doesn't he like walking around in the rain?
As long as there are mud puddles to splash in. But remember, he and Whit are going through some of his artwork.
Oh, yeah, to auction off for the flood victims. It's so great how everyone's helping out.
Everyone except for Mrs. Kramer.
Yeah. Okay, how about you go to the Barthas house, and I'll go to the Joneses. Our goal is to find at least 5 more families willing to help by the end of the day.
Aye, aye, Captain.
Oh, dear, I see the problem.
Then explain it to me.
There should be a healthy stream of water flowing out of the lake into the creek.
I don't see anything coming out.
Now you see the problem, too.
Eugene, glad to see you again.
Oh, and you, Bryson.
I just finished a measurement. The water's 13 feet below the crest of the dam and rising.
The system was designed to monitor the water level and open the valves automatically when it's that high.
Which leads me to believe the valves have failed.
Have you tried using a computer to manually open them?
I wouldn't dare trust myself. That's a job for you. Or Miriam, but she's out of town. Surfing in California, I think.
I'll forego any water-related verbal banter and suggest that I get to the computer right away.
Take this radio. I'll monitor the creek from here and let you know if the water starts flowing again.
Affirmative.
I love this one, Wooten.
Oh, thanks.
Did you really model that seal's face after Connie's?
Yeah, I did. I like using people I know when I'm making superhero animals. You probably shouldn't pay any attention to the walrus in the next picture.
A few of these images look familiar. Did you paint the same ones in your living room?
Yeah, that was Penny's idea. Whenever one of us makes a really cool piece of artwork, the other one gets to paint it on the living room wall.
It certainly makes that room unique, although no more unique than the rest of your house.
Yeah. You know, it's kind of funny, Whit. When my last house burned down, I didn't think that anywhere would ever have the same peaceful feel, same relaxing atmosphere, same hamster tubes as crown molding.
But now this place is really finally starting to feel like home. And it's even better than my last one, since I'm sharing it with my new bride.
You are a blessed man.
Yep. Yes, I am.
Right through here, Mr. Mayor. I'll rapidly...
What's wrong?
The keypad on the door won't recognize my passcode. Odd. This should be functioning.
Is this the only place to access the computer?
I'm afraid so. We must get inside.
Now, there's always the old-fashioned way.
Which is?
Stand back.
Very well, but I... Wow! An impressive show of force, Mr. Mayor.
They called me Big Kick Six in my college soccer days. But that doesn't leave the room.
Oh, never.
Why is everything so wet in here?
It appears that there's been some damage to the roof.
From last week's hailstorm, no doubt.
Indeed. And water and computer electronics do not mix. It's likely the reason the keypad didn't work. And it could be why the valves are malfunctioning. Let's see if we can get this working. Load valve system control. Valve control system access. Load valve system.
Oh. The computer's not responding.
No, and if I can't access the computer, I can't open those valves.
Eugene?
Oh, yes, Bryson.
Any luck?
To put it succinctly, no.
The water's still rising. It's 12 feet below the top of the dam.
12 feet? Keep me posted. Out.
Can you fix a computer, Eugene?
Oh, certainly. But the proper question is, can I fix the computer in time?
In time for what?
The dam is in serious danger, Mr. Mayor. Catastrophic collapse could be imminent. And if collapse does occur, the entire town of Odyssey will be inundated by a mini tsunami.
We interrupt your regularly scheduled programming for a special bulletin from Odyssey Mayor Spencer Hicks.
Fellow citizens, I've been informed of a very urgent situation at Trickle Lake. Due to recent rainfall and the coming forecast, which calls for even more moisture, there is a strong likelihood that the water could breach the dam, causing a massive flood in the city of Odyssey and the surrounding area. Therefore, I am issuing an immediate and mandatory evacuation order. Rescue sites have been set up at several locations outside the flood zone, including Odyssey Community Church. I've alerted the local law enforcement teams to ensure that all residents evacuate within the next hour. Let me be very clear. You are in immediate and potentially life-threatening danger. Load your family and your pets and get out now.
Okay, be safe, Anna. See you at the church.
Thanks for checking in, Connie. Now you'd better get out, too.
We will. Okay, Penny, the Feldmans are getting out. Did you talk to the Richies?
They're gone for the weekend visiting grandkids, remember?
Oh, yeah, okay. You check on the Youngs. I'll get Mrs. Kramer moving.
Okay. Oh, she hasn't left yet?
No. I saw her peeking out of her window a minute ago.
Oh, it's Wooten!
Hi, are you okay?
Yeah, I'm fine. Did you check on Connie's neighbors yet?
Yes, we're down to the last few stragglers.
Oh, good.
How about you?
Well, we're just officially finishing combing the area and are getting ready to move out ourselves, which you and Connie ought to do, too.
Yes, we'll be leaving in a couple of minutes, Wooten.
That's good, hon.
If you have time on your way out, could you grab the stuff in the bottom drawer of that armoire in our bedroom?
Oh, those little metal pieces? I've been wondering what those are.
They're paper clips I twisted during our phone calls when we were dating. I'm going to make a wreath out of them.
Oh, you're so cute. Consider them grabbed.
But don't take time if you don't have it. The most important thing is that you and Wood get out.
Yeah, you're right, Penny. Love you.
Love you. I'll see you at the church in a little bit, Woody. Bye.
Bye, Penny Peanut.
Everything all right?
Oh, yeah, I just need to grab Penny's paper clips. Be right back.
Right. What?
Mrs. Kramer! Mrs. Kramer, answer the door! I know you're in there. I saw you through the curtains.
Go away.
You have to get out of town. There's a flood coming.
There's not going to be a flood. And I want you off my porch.
Didn't you get the notice on your cell phone?
I don't believe in them.
Didn't you hear the sirens?
What are you kidding? They were so loud I had to turn down my hearing aid.
Didn't the police come to your door?
I don't know. Didn't you hear me say I turned down my hearing aid? Maybe you need one.
But Mrs. Kramer...
Besides, if the police are telling people to get out, what are you still doing here, huh?
They needed help, and some of us volunteered. Now listen.
No, honey, you listen. This flood business is a bunch of hooey. You're getting excited over nothing.
Nothing?
Odyssey is my home. I've lived here since 19, a long time, get it? And it's never flooded before, and it won't flood now.
You don't know that.
And you don't know that it will.
Connie, do you need help?
Yeah, Mrs. Kramer won't go.
Oh, Mrs. K, don't be so selfish. Imagine how Wooten and I would feel if something happened to one of our favorite people.
Don't patronize me, girly. I know you two can't stand me.
That's not true. No one else insults us like you do.
Well, I find that hard to believe.
Like last week when you told Wooten that all mailmen were parasitic sponges? We laughed about that for like an hour. If not for your own sake, get out of town for Wooten and me.
Well,
Besides, if Connie and I have to drag you kicking and screaming to your car, we will.
Well, as much fun as that would be. You can't drag me to my car. It's in the shop.
Take my car. I'll ride with Connie. Here are the keys.
Uh-oh, wait a minute. You didn't cut the brake line, did you?
No.
Oh. Well, I have to get my little doggies first.
That's fine, but please hurry.
All right. Don't rush me. Optimist! Pessimist! Come here, my little boys.
How's the computer coming, Eugene?
I don't have the necessary parts to repair it. The best course of action now would be to use my laptop to bypass the main system.
So what are you waiting for?
It's more complicated than it sounds. We would need to reboot the entire system for it to recognize the laptop's interface. And in order to do that, we would have to power down this entire complex.
Okay, then do it.
I can't. As a safety precaution, that can only be done by the utility company.
I'll call them.
The only means of shutting the power down here is to power down the local substation, which would affect the entire town of Odyssey.
You're joking.
I'm afraid not.
I'm no computer expert, but that doesn't seem like a very good design.
Oh, I agree. Now, at the time we were building the system, we were most concerned about security rather than quick access. The valves were supposed to be entirely self-sustaining and never require interference from any other... Yes, Bryson?
The water level has risen to just under 9 feet below the top of the dam.
Oh, I see.
But that's not all. The dam is, for lack of a better phrase, sprung a leak.
Define leak.
Water spraying out from a spot on the lower half of the dam.
Ooh.
The hole's small, but it's definitely getting bigger.
That sounds ominous.
I'm on the line with the local concrete companies to get trucks up here to try to fill it in with fast drying cement.
Oh, good.
But there's no telling whether they'll be able to patch it soon enough.
We'll do what you can.
Right, I'll stay in touch.
That's it. We can't wait any longer. Is your laptop patched in, Eugene?
Yes, Mr. Mayor.
I'm calling the power company to shut down the substation now.
My files. The house deed is in there.
Oh, you'll want your mom's photo albums too?
Right. They're in that closet. Would you grab them?
Of course.
And I can't forget my computer.
That'll have to be it, Connie. We need to get moving.
I know. Oh, and I just bought some new outfits.
No outfits unless it's rain gear.
Yeah.
Here, I've got the albums. Oh, I saw a box of pictures on your desk downstairs. I'll grab them. Meet me at the car in 30 seconds.
Okay.
Orla.
I'm right behind you!
Oh, Penny didn't answer her phone. Maybe we ought to drive to Connie's house and get them.
No, we can't get back across town. The roads are blocked.
No, wait, I should have gone to Penny as soon as we heard about the evacuation. Dear Lord, please protect Penny and Connie and everybody in Odyssey.
Amen.
Look out!
Ooh. Ah! Wow, that was close.
What happened?
Well, the traffic lights aren't working. The power must have gone out. What a mess.
Where are you going?
Improvising. Somebody needs to direct this traffic.
Good idea. I'll help.
A few pieces of paper. paper, some photos, and a laptop. I feel like I'm leaving my whole life behind.
I'm sorry, Connie, but we really have to get in the car now.
No.
Ah, what happened to the garage lights?
Ooh, the power just went out.
Does that mean the dam collapsed? Is there a tidal wave coming?
Well, we don't want to wait around to find out. We have to... Oh, Penny, you got my mom's wedding dress?
Yes, you said you wanted to get married in it someday.
That is so sweet. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, I just changed my mind. The most important part of my life aren't these things, but good friends like you.
Oh, Connie.
What?
The garage door is shut and the power is out.
Yeah, so?
It's an electric garage door. Where's that little cord you pull on to get it open?
Oh, it fell off a long time ago.
Then we're trapped.
No, don't panic.
Now seems like a pretty good time to. I've been saving it up.
Look, we just need to move the part down where the cord used to be attached.
Okay, well, where's the ladder?
Behind the pile of stuff. I know I need to organize the garage.
It's okay, I can reach it. I think I got it.
Are you okay?
Uh-huh. Sorry about the mess.
Forget it. I'll just climb up.
Careful.
And release the thingy. Oh, it won't move. It's stuck. Oh. Come to think of it, I know why the cord broke off.
Why?
I tried pulling it once. The knob thing's been stuck for a long time. I've been meaning to fix it.
Then we are trapped. Okay, I'm calling Wooten.
Okay.
Oh, I don't have service. Your garage is a dead zone.
Don't use that expression.
Sorry. I'll go inside and call.
Great.
Talk about everything going wrong at once.
I know.
Connie, did you lock the house door?
Probably. I always lock the door on the way out. It's a habit.
Okay, toss me the keys.
Right. Where'd I put them?
Don't tell me you left the house key in the house. Connie?
Okay, I'm not telling you.
Because if you didn't, we're locked in here and we can't get out.
Oh, good grief. I've got the car key.
And you left the house key inside?
Yeah, I guess so.
All right, can I panic now?
Yeah, now you can panic.
Going to happen to Connie and Penny? And will Eugene be able to save the town from a flood? Oh, be sure to listen to the next adventure in Odyssey to find out. In today's adventure, Whit, Connie, Eugene, Wooten, and Penny all gave selflessly to others in need, from directing traffic to rescuing neighbors to trying to stop a flood. They each put others' needs in front of their own. Philippians 2:3 says, "Do nothing out of selfish ambition or conceit, but in humility count others more important than yourselves." God has blessed each of us with unique ways to love and help others in need, whether that's during a crisis like the one in Odyssey, or helping your brother or sister or mom or dad every day. Adventures in Odyssey is a presentation of Focus on the Family. Swept Away was written and directed by Nathan Hubler, with sound design by Jonathan Crow, and music by John Campbell. Our executive producer was Dave Arnold. Our cast included Katie Lee, Will Ryan, Andre Stoika, Jess Arnell, Kimmy Robertson, Dave Fenoy, Keith Ferguson, and Mitzi McCall. And I'm Chris. Join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.